to remove a gene from one organism and transfer it to another. That's genetic engineering. Genetically modified, or GM, crops are easier to grow, according to biotech supporters, and in the future might be more nutritious. But they also might contain hidden allergens, because they use genes from a plant or animal that people might be allergic to. And there are concerns that GM crops might harm the environment by crossbreeding with natural plants in the wild. And so, the University of Minnesota is proposing a solution, an entirely new profession, call them biotech safety engineers, along with a new science of biosafety. Ann Kapuscinski is a researcher at the University of Minnesota and a force behind the initiative called Safety First. Kapuscinski says rather than regulating the industry after a new product is developed, companies should prove safety first.
It will mean that some ideas that will be on the lab bench won't go any further in development because the developers will realize that there are safety concerns that we don't know yet how to mitigate or how to prevent from happening or how to address.
And that could save companies money by avoiding costly mistakes such as the Starlink corn debacle. That's when genetically modified corn accidentally mixed with conventional corn and got into dozens of foods. Kapuscinski says it was common knowledge in the industry that the corn could get mixed up because of the way it's transported and stored, which might have been avoided with uniform safety standards and government oversight. But until now, industry has resisted that. They've been touting the benefits rather than the risks, such as this ad campaign put out by a group called the Biotechnology Industry Organization.
Biotechnology, a big word that means hope.
But one expert says if the industry wants to inspire public confidence, it should support the Safety First initiative. John Howard is the founder of a Texas-based biotech firm called Prodigene. Not all biotech companies support the University of Minnesota effort, but Howard thinks it has a good chance of alleviating public concerns.
The problem is, however, if you do it yourselves, I mean, what credibility do you have as a company promoting your own safety assessment? So an independent agency or source that comes out and says, look, this is now credible. We've looked at all the safety issues. That's great. And if they find something that we missed, then fine, and we want to do it that way.
John Howard says his company is working to bioengineer corn to deliver drugs. For instance, if you need insulin, you could have it in your breakfast cereal. Opponents of biotech say we don't know all of the ramifications of engineering drugs into food or altering the genetics of any organism. But John Howard thinks we know enough to be safe.
You can always argue that we just don't know enough yet. And that's an argument that can go on and on and on and on. And you can, this applies to everything that we think about in terms of risk. But what you can do is look at a risk-benefit equation. There's no question. This is a for-profit company. Let's not make any mistake. But not at the expense of harming people.
And supporters say the Safety First Initiative will see to that. Lawrence Jacobs is a political scientist at the University of Minnesota and a leader in Safety First. Jacobs says, like it or not, GM food is here to stay.
If we do not find some credible way to address the biosafety issues in biotechnology, we are heading for a major maelstrom. The challenge that's really out there now for the biotechnology industry is get your act together. And the potential for consumers to panic in this country is significant.
Of course, safety standards are already engineered into the manufacturing of airplanes and cars. But will that work in an industry which is manufacturing a living thing? Supporters of the Safety First Initiative say there's too little oversight on an industry that could have much greater impact on health and the environment. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mary Stuckey.